Borough Mayor Mike Navarre's administration is looking for ways to shore up the borough budget on its way out. Sales tax adjustments have been battered around, but the measure that's getting all the attention right now is a bed tax. Now, it's not a new idea, but in the past it hasn't found a lot of support. The 8% that was initially proposed was estimated to generate $3.8 million annually. That would nearly cover the $4.1 million deficit in this year's budget. But lodge owners like Terry Johnson, who runs the Salmon Catcher Lodge in Kenai, say they've got enough competition to fill their rooms without raising prices to accommodate a borough tax.
You're not taxing the detonators, 10,000 motorhomes in Fred Meyer's Walmart. You're not taxing Fred Meyer's Walmart, major corporation, to let them bypass these people, get their motorhomes. They come down. The only one that benefits is the people buying the food in Fred Meyer's and Walmart, so they got free parking. They come down, they bank fish, they put nothing into the economy other than buying the food and maybe a license, okay? So the reason I subdivided was because I'm ready to sell.
Mike Warburton owns Ocean Shores Hotel in Homer. He suggested to the assembly that maybe it is time to increase that sales tax cap, which has stood at $500 since the borough adopted a sales tax back in the 60s.
And when I was a kid in Moose Pass, my mom was pushing for a sales tax. She said it would help keep property taxes down, and Anchorage people would help pay for the Kenai Peninsula. So I went back and looked into it, and I didn't realize when I went in 65 that the tax cap was $500 in and hasn't changed in over half a century. So it's time it's actually raised, if you think about it. It's way behind the curve on that.
The Assembly voted in favor of member Dale Bagley's amendment lowering the tax to 6%, and a final vote on the measure will happen at the next meeting on August 15th. In Kenai, I'm Shaylin Cochran.